Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose here on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world today. And we'll explore important aspects in different areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many other topics. Our broadcast team so far consists of Michael Collins, Taylor Tagg, Tom Too Tall Cunningham, Tracy Montgomery, and myself. My name is Dave Yablecki. Our broadcast team here at Journey to Success Radio Network share a common trait in that we all follow Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles to Success. And information about our broadcast team can be found on our website, which is www.healthyinbodyandmind.com. And today I'm really excited and honored to feature singer, songwriter, and professional entertainer Diane Pansel. Good afternoon, Diane, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio. How are you today?
I am great, Dave. How are you?
I'm awesome, thanks.
Excellent.
So, Diane, I'm just curious, how long have you been an entertainer?
Oh, God. Pretty much my whole life, really. I always knew I wanted to entertain, even as a child. But, yeah, I've been singing professionally now for 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
So when you were a kid, you know, when kids are young, they say, oh, I want to be a policeman or a fireman. Or, what made you decide as a kid that you wanted to be a singer?
Well, really the singing didn't, you know, that decision to sing really didn't happen until I was in my teens. But as a child, I always knew that I loved to entertain and I loved being on stage. So as a kid, my dream was to be an Olympic figure skater, you know, world champion figure skater, which I did compete and skated for like 10 years of my life. But it wasn't until I was probably like 13, 14 years old that I made the shift and realized that I had a voice. And I thought, well, you know, the figure skating world is pretty limited. But I knew as a singer and an actor, I'd have more longevity in what I love to do. So I made that shift. But, yeah, it's something I've always known that I wanted to do.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Yeah, you were right, though. You know, athletes typically, their careers are very short. Usually by the time they're in their late 20s, early 30s, it's time to hang it up.
Exactly, and especially in the figure skating world, too. I mean, when I skated back in the day, you know, if you were 25, you were considered an old horse, you know. But now the skating world, even though I don't figure skate anymore, I still stay in the loop. And, yeah, the skaters are getting younger. It's becoming more difficult. There's a lot more technicality. And, you know, by the time you're 19, 20 years old, you're – even up to 22, you know, your career as an amateur competitor is done. So, you know, you have, you know, one of three options. You can skate in ice shows, you become a skating coach, or you become a competitive judge. And that really wasn't something I wanted to do. So, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations to you on, you know, having a dream and going after it. A lot of people sort of sit in the sidelines and let their dreams pass them by, so.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, Dan, what books or people that you've come across in your life have made the biggest impact on you and your success as a singer?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. I've met a lot of people along the way. There's actually someone back home, Maury Stearns, who's one of my musical mentors and a very dear friend, and he's really impacted my life and has always been really supportive in what I do. But aside from that, I mean, my parents are, you know, huge supporters of what I do and always have been right from the get-go. So.
Yeah, well, it's definitely nice to have that family support, you know, from your parents and siblings and whatnot.
Yeah. definitely. As for books, there's a few books I absolutely love. I'm really into like biographies and autobiographies, and so Rosemary Clooney wrote a great autobiography, obviously before she passed away, and it's called Girl Singer, and it talks about her life and, you know, trials and tribulations as a female singer, you know, singing with big bands in her career. So that's a great book. Another one that's a fantastic book for anybody that's a, you know, a songwriter, and just, or even just somebody that's artistic and really wants to get over those mental blocks, the book's called The Artist's Way, and it's a fantastic book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about people, other than the ones you mentioned, are there any other people that have played a positive role in your career?
You know what, a few years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting Lauren Bacall, and the one question I asked her, you know, I mean, it was a very brief meeting, but the one question I asked her was, you know, what would she, you know, what kind of advice would she give somebody who's, you know, really trying to make it? And the best, I think it's probably the best advice that I've ever been given. And she told me, if you really want to hone in on your craft, you know, don't be afraid to start at the bottom and work your way up. There's no shame in that, because that's how you're going to get better. So if you're in a play and all you did is get a part in the chorus, you know, learn that part, learn the craft, and just keep an open mind and an open heart, and that'll just make you a better artist. And I've really lived by that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's so true, and I think that sort of passion and conviction will help me make you successful in any endeavor, whether it's singing or writing or whatnot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's definitely really powerful advice. Now, Diane, I understand that you recently moved from Victoria, B.C., down to Los Angeles to further your musical career. That sounds like a real exciting opportunity. Tell me more about that.
Oh, sure. Well, I was here in September auditioning for a Broadway musical, and I was only here for 4 days. I didn't get a part in the show, but the experience of being here and the people that I met and you know, networked with, I started thinking, if this is what I can do in 4 days, what could I do, say, you know, in 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
So when I got back home, I started to, you know, sort of think about what my, you know, my decision in order to come down here. And so I did that. I packed up all my things, and I'm down here for the next 6 months and hopefully longer, and just kind of scoping everything out and meeting a lot of people.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You know, I think, like for myself, the biggest fear that I have is, you know, is having regrets, looking back on my life and saying, what if I had, you know, tried this? And I think you've done that. You've gone after your dream, and it doesn't really matter what happens to you. You had the courage and conviction to go after it, and so you'll have no regrets.
Exactly. Well, thank you. I you know, you get to a point in life sometimes that you think. I know for myself, artistically, like, is this enough? And as much as I love home and I love Victoria, and, you know, I miss it. It's a beautiful city. But I know for myself and what I do and what I'm passionate about, it's very limited. And so, yeah, I knew it would be a sacrifice to leave. But, you know, it's a decision I had to make. And, you know, yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't want to live a life of regret. And there's always going to be sacrifice, no matter what, and consequences. But that's part of the journey. It's part of the process, and it's part of the growing experience. So I have no regrets leaving.
No, that's so true. And I remember I read something years ago that stuck with me. It said, to get the ripest fruit, you have to go out on a limb.
Yes. How true is that?
You know, and, wow, that's really powerful to, you know, because like I said, that's where the ripest fruit is, at the end of the limb, and you have to go out after it, and you've done that, so I commend you for that.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, Diane, if a young person walked up to you today and, you know, said that they wanted to become a singer or an entertainer, get into the entertainment industry, what sort of words of wisdom would you give them, being a veteran of that industry?
Wow. I would, you know what, I would say first and foremost, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't try and be something you're not. Because I know for myself, a lot of times, especially when I was younger, it was, what can I do, you know, to maybe, you know, I don't know, become a star and please others. And a lot of times, yes, to some degree, you do have to please others. But in the end, you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, yes, I'm passionate about what I'm doing, and I feel good, and I'm honest about it. And that would be one thing. And, you know, just be true to yourself and just go for it.
Yeah, well, that's definitely powerful advice. And I think if more people took that advice, you know, they'd be further off ahead.
Yeah,
and,
very true.
Yeah. And finally, Diane, what does the future hold for Diane Pansel? Like, where do you see yourself, or what are your future plans?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I'm just right now I'm taking it one day at a time. But, you know, future-wise, you know, I definitely would like to be recording and touring. Right now, actually, this weekend, I'm leaving to Orlando. I'm going to be singing the national anthem in Orlando for the Orlando Magic versus the Chicago Bulls.
Wow.
So that's yeah. So that's coming up. So it's very exciting. But, you know, I'm in the process of, you know, especially being here in L.A., I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm networking. In the next couple of months, I'll have a couple shows lined up. So, yeah, that's kind of what's in the near future for me anyway.
Oh, well, that sounds really exciting, especially about getting the opportunity to sing the national anthem at an NBA game like that. That's really wonderful.
I know. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. You know, it's nowadays with the internet and YouTube and Facebook, it is so much easier for an artist such as yourself to, you know, promote themselves. And, you know, I think back to a couple of years ago, that lady Susan Boyle.
Yes.
You know, she went virtually overnight from being totally unknown to being like a worldwide sensation, just, you know, through YouTube and singing one song during an audition. I mean, it's just amazing how you can go from total obscurity to being an overnight sensation, you know, with the power of the internet and things like Facebook and YouTube and Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely more outlets, you know, mm-hmm. in today's day and age and with media. But on the flip side of it, I truly believe that if you really want to be in the heart of things, you kind of have to go to the heartbeat or to the pulse of what and where it's happening. You know, whether it's New York or Los Angeles or even Nashville, you know, you need to be in that heartbeat. At least that's what I find. I mean, YouTube is awesome. I mean, I have stuff posted on YouTube, and I've got Facebook, and I have a lot of people that follow and watch my stuff. But I think to take it to the next level, sometimes you do need to be amongst it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you touched on it. You made a very good point there, Diane. You know, things like YouTube and Facebook, they are powerful tools, but they are just tools at the end of the day.
Yes.
You know, and tools do have limitations, so you definitely have to do what you mentioned there as well, in addition to that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Diane, do you have any final comments or gems of wisdom that you wanted to throw out to our audience?
Oh, gosh, no. I don't really have anything else to say except, you know, for anybody that's listening, I just want to say thank you so much for all your love and support. I mean, everyone back home that has been in touch with me has been really supportive about my decision, you know, to leave home and come to a whole new city where I don't know many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody back home, and that they can check out, you know, my website. There's my website, which is www.dianepancelmusic.com. And you can check my stuff out on YouTube as well, and Twitter and Facebook, and yeah.
No, I'm sure all your friends and family back home are proud of you for having the courage to go out and chase your dream.
So, no, they've been great. They've been awesome. I'm really blessed that way. So.
Yes, yes, you certainly are. Well, Diane, I think our time is up, so I just want to end off by saying, borrowing a line from the rock legend John Cooper Mellencamp, this has been a little ditty with Dave and Diane, two Canadian kids doing the best they can. But seriously, Diane, I want to thank you very much for appearing on our show today. And
my pleasure.
And on behalf of our entire broadcast team, I wish you much success and happiness down in Los Angeles, chasing your dream. And hopefully we'll get the opportunity to speak to you when you're on the red carpet getting the Grammy.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Well, just, you never know. Just, you know, the success is the journey, not the destination. And I think I really admire you and for having the courage and to go out and chase your dream. And that's, you know, the difference between success and failure is the first step is always the hardest, and you've done that, and you should be commended.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very sweet. No, it's all about just, you know, pursuing what you want to do in life. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then looking back and having no regrets.
That's, exactly.
You know, that you can, if you can look in the mirror and say that, then you've been successful. So anyway, Diane, take care of yourself and God bless. And we'll look forward to hopefully speaking with you again in the near future.
That would be wonderful. You have a great day.
You too, Diane. Thanks again, and all the best to you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye for now.
Bye.